and shouting and doing all sorts of things. And the moment we heard that whistle, we knew we had maybe 60 seconds to drop everything and go. I don't know about your parents. Did they have that special call? You could hear it any place you were, and you came running. And as I listened to the scripture, I thought of his whistle. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give to them eternal life. In the days of shepherds, each shepherd had a very distinctive call, and there could be many flocks grazing together, and the minute the sheep would hear their shepherd's call, they'd come running. My sheep hear my voice. The people who were asking Jesus questions that day, Jesus said, "You're not part of my flock." They had seen so many wonderful things. They should have put two and two together, especially since they were good religious folks. But they didn't. And he said, "You don't hear my voice because you're not one of mine. My sheep hear my voice." So how do we hear the voice of the shepherd? We have so many voices clamoring for attention in our lives. We have so much noise in our lives. How do we figure out what the voice of the shepherd is? Well, the voice of the shepherd is in all that is good, all that is gracious, all that is loving, all that is kind. And we begin to hear the voice of the shepherd when we're very young. And it's at that time that we need to train our children to hear the voice of the shepherd. So when you are kind to each other, when husband and wife sacrifice for each other, your little one hears the voice of the shepherd. When mom and dad are ethical and honest, that child hears the voice of the shepherd. When you bring that child to church and that child sees the love and compassion of a congregation, they are hearing the voice of the shepherd. We often talk about Psalm 23, which is our favorite psalm. Even people who don't go to church know Psalm 23. And we often think of a young shepherd boy penning those words. But I don't think he was young when he penned those words. He had a lot of scars on him when he penned those words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He had lived a while. He got knocked down quite a bit when he wrote that psalm about the shepherd. But he had been trained from a young boy to listen for the voice of the shepherd. Have you heard the voice of the shepherd this week? I heard the voice of the shepherd when I turned on the news and heard about that horrible time in Boston. The voice of the shepherd was quite loud amidst that destruction. Did you hear it? There was a man who talked about his wife. He was standing waiting for his sister-in-law and daughter to come through the finish line. And as they stood there on this beautiful day, the explosion happened and he's looking around to see what was going on. And as he turned back, he didn't see his wife, who was standing right next to him. And then he sees her on the ground with both legs off. And he said he jumped on her and he put tourniquets around and he screamed for help. And then he laid down beside her to comfort her and hold her. And he told her how much he loved her and that he was so grateful for her. He was listening to the voice of the shepherd to heal and comfort his wife. What he could not know was just on the other side of the street, his daughter was laying bleeding to death. And somebody jumped to her rescue and rescued her. And there's a picture of a young man on his hands and knees leaning over her, telling her it was going to be all right. He was listening to the voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd was crying out for healing and for peace and for safety in all of that destruction. And the voice of the shepherds was heard by many more people than the two that were looking to destroy. There was restaurant employees, and the restaurant was right by the second explosion. They interviewed them later, and they said, "We went on automatic pilot. We went after the explosion, we saw people who were in distress, who were terribly wounded, and we sprung into action. We got ice out and we started to hold people and tell them it was going to be okay. Soon the Boston police came and in their gruff way said, you know, everybody out, you have to evacuate. And these restaurant employees, they said, well, we used some colorful language, but we told them no. We were staying with the wounded. They were listening to the shepherd's voice. The shepherd's voice is always calling for healing, is always calling for peace, is always calling for comfort. The shepherd's voice cannot be drowned out by destruction." And there was one young man that was on TV, and this is when the second perpetrator was at large, and he was talking about him. He had been a fellow classmate, had been on the wrestling team. And they said, "What would you like to say to him?" And in a voice filled with love, he said, "Please put down your guns. Turn yourself in. We love you." And the interviewer was quite amazed and said, "Even after what he did, you love him?" And he said, "I don't know anything about that. All I know is there's so many people who love him. Please come home. We'll figure all this out." The voice of the shepherd is a forgiving voice. We need to train ourselves to listen to the voice of the shepherd. Sometimes we think amidst destruction that that's only the voice that can be heard is evil. But we saw so many people listening to the voice of the shepherd that day. Have you heard the voice of the shepherd? When you walk out of this building today and you look over at the bay and all the beauty, the voice of the shepherd is speaking peace. When we go about our workday next week and we don't know what to expect, the voice of the shepherd will be guiding us. As parents, we try to protect our children from so many things, and we raise them so carefully, but there will come a time when the kids will go off on their own, and we want them to know the shepherd, because the shepherd promises not only eternal life, but he says, "No one will be able to take my sheep out of my hands." What security we have in Christ. Let us train ourselves to listen to the voice of the shepherd. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that as we go forth today, that we will listen to your still small voice, that we will see good triumphing over evil, that you would help us to listen to that voice, whatever conditions of life, that we might listen and obey your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you stand and turn with me to hymn number 731, "Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us."